News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There's a big week for horse racing fans. Cheltenham 2019, the festival gets underway tomorrow. Joining me on the line, I'm delighted to say, is presenter and commentator Derek Tomo-Thomson. Tomo, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning. What is it about Cheltenham? Because there's horse racing festivals most weeks of the year, as far as I can tell.
Yes, and I tell you what, it's probably going to be running in cold, windy, probably wet weather as well. So you say, why? Well, we know why. It's the World Championships, isn't it? It is incredible. And it's thanks to you guys over there that make it so, because we love the invasion from Ireland every year. And it's just so special. You know, we've all been there many times. Some people are coming for the first time. But as a man who's been there many times, and I still walk in, and I still get the butterflies, that's what makes it so special. And it doesn't happen at any other sporting event in the world. And I love sport. You guys do. But Cheltenham is out on its own.
Yeah, look, you mentioned the Irish invasion. Of course, huge amounts of fans going over, but there's an equine invasion as well. Lots of top trainers, your Gordon Elliott, your Willie Mullins and everyone else. Who is going to be looking forward to this festival from a training point of view more than anyone?
Well, remember, you mentioned the big names there, and they're rightly so. And they were, you know, last year you beat us well and truly. You know, it was the Irish who beat the English. You had more winners at Cheltenham than any other country. So it was outstanding. But remember, there's pressure there as well. You know, like your lads running out on the rugby pitch, they're expected to do well. There's a lot of pressure there. And so the pressure comes from owners. You know, we want to win the big races. This is where it's all about. It's all right winning, you know, at the 2:30 at Nace or whatever. Not, you know, it's Cheltenham. This is what it's all about. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your life, whether you have one winner or 59 winners, like Ruby Walsh, who's ridden so far. He is an incredible man. You know, but the pressure is on. These guys have got to produce the goods. And what about Joseph O'Brien bringing the horses over as well? It's going to be an incredible week. And remember, it is the biggest betting week of the year. So it's good for racing. Prize money goes back into the shops, you know, from turnover. So it's great for everyone. Let's just hope it's not just the bookmakers who have a good week.
Yeah, Joseph O'Brien having a fantastic first couple of years as a trainer out on his own, out from under his father's shadow. Like, if we look at tomorrow, 3:30, the champion hurdle, what are you looking forward to in that race?
Well, obviously, it's a great clash between Apples Jade and Bouverdere, you know, the reigning champion, and Lorena. It looks a three-horse race. And Apples Jade, you know, brilliant over 2.5 and 3. How will she get on over 2 miles? We expect her to kick and try and make all. But you can see Barry Geraghty coming there swinging off Bouverdere. And how will Ruby be getting on an arena? It's going to be, I wouldn't surprise me at all three jump the last upside. I always stand at the last fight because I've got to interview the winning jockey when they come back. And I always stand at the last and I can see three in the air together. And who's going to get up the hill first? That is the question that we'll find out at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. But you don't win two champion hurdles and not be a good horse. Bouverdere is the one to beat.
Who, over the 4 days, after the 4 days, should I say, who do you think is going to come out as top trainer?
That is a good question. For the first time in many years, we've got, when I say we, the English, we've got Nicky Henderson and Paul Nichols in tremendous form. So they're going to be big. I mean, Gordon's been 60 over. It's incredible. You know, that's more than Willie Mullins. I think Gordon Elliott's going to be champion trainer. I think David Russell might well be champion jockey. But anything can happen. We'll find out. It all begins at 1:30 tomorrow, and I can't wait.
All right, we look forward to it as well. Derek Tomo-Thomson. Tomo, thanks a million for speaking to us.